You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions. And my co-host is Brian Thompson. I was going to not introduce you.
I was like,
with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
I always say that even though we were just here last week.
We were just there. So. It's gone.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Our guest today is... She's new to us, but the company is not new.
No, but do we get to haze her then?
I know, that's a question. It's always a question. Brian,
yes.
Clark with what most of us know as Laminated Tops, but they recently, in the last couple of years, actually expanded into Rocky Cabinets.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. I mean, Laminated Tops has been around since 1969, and the current owners took over in 97, and in around 2008, they decided to kind of expand the business into more of a retail end and opened a showroom, in which case that's when they came up with the name Rocky Cabinet and Surface Solutions. And that kind of, you know, encompassed a little bit more of everything because the Laminated Tops name is a little bit, you know, exclusive to the laminate world. And so we wanted to, you know, broaden that a little bit. And so that's where the Rocky name came in.
And you do a lot more than just Laminated Tops.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
The other thing. And you always have.
Correct. Yes.
That's the thing.
For the most part, there's been a number of things that they did even with just laminate. But with the Rocky expansion, then, you know, where it was once just laminate and kind of solid surface world, now we do a little bit more with stone. So, we do quartz and granite, other products such as paper stone, which some people don't know, wood tops.
I don't know this, though. Yeah. I want to know more about it.
We can definitely talk about that. But, there's several products, and including cabinetry, too, is a big end of our business, too. And that's, custom cabinetry. So, anything from small vanity to a full kitchen to a bar, office, you name it. I mean, there's really a lot of possibilities.
That's awesome. Well, and you guys expanded your showroom even. I mean, you kind of expanded your business, and then you expanded your showroom last fall and had a big grand reopening.
Yes.
And
yes.
Rebranding. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Like I said, the showroom came about around 2008, and just this past year, we literally doubled in size. So we're about 2,500 square foot showroom now. It's a wonderful showroom. You know, one thing that we pride ourselves on is we have a really good representation of all things that we carry, although it's not your crowded, cramped showroom where you're just jam-packed full of samples. You know, we try to make our displays useful and, tasteful in design and everything, just to really get a good representation of all that we do.
Well, and you want people when they come in there to kind of envision it in their
house. Absolutely.
And see what they're seeing.
So. I just think about walking into you walk into many showrooms and all of a sudden you feel stressed because there's so much there and you don't even know where to begin to look at. Yeah. So
it's overwhelming.
It is extremely overwhelming.
I drive by them a lot. I live right there. You don't know that yet, but you know. Actually, I see a lot of times when Craig's coming in the morning is when I'm going by, and he always has the lights on. I'm like, ooh, I need to stop in there and check that out
because
I can see it from the window, and it's kind of like, very interesting. I haven't been in there yet.
Field trip.
I know, right?
We keep talking about it.
Well, whenever I know, but whenever I'm there, they're not either not open or we work.
One thing we're definitely working on. You know, just this past year with the expansion of the showroom, we've definitely extended our hours because we've obviously noticed a need for more time there. That includes I do an extended hours on Thursday because typically we're open till 4 p.m. throughout the week. I stay till 6 p.m. on Thursdays. And also, we're very flexible. There's a few of us that are more than willing to stay later or come in earlier if need be, too. So it's always a matter of, if someone asks, we can try and make that exception. And then this past year, we've also started doing Saturday hours. So do an every other Saturday, which really has been helpful because there is a lot of people that can't get in throughout the week.
Right.
And
we want to
make sure that they can get in.
Yeah, especially if they work a typical 9-to-5
job.
And then, you're only open till 4 and... they have to take off time. Yep. So let's talk a little bit more about the products in particular. Obviously, we both kind of raised our eyebrows and said,
Paperstone.
Yeah. What is this Paperstone? We have not heard this called.
Sure. Yeah, that's, it's a relatively new product. We do have a few samples of it in displays at our showroom. So definitely, if you want to see what it is, definitely come by. But it is... just almost as it sounds. It's a recycled paper product.
Okay.
Extremely durable. Most people think, paper.
How can that be durable?
Very durable. I mean, you'd be surprised. It's I think it's somewhere around like 90% recycled paper, and it's compressed and mixed with resins, and it becomes very, very solid.
Wow.
There's certain, it's similar to like a soapstone or like even like a wood top in terms of how you're going to get some aging with it. Mm-hmm. You do have to beeswax it every once in a while. But it's just one of those things that it's a different product and people really appreciate the sustainability factor.
Sure, absolutely.
And it just looks different. It doesn't have your cold stone feel. It's warm. It almost has like a suede-like finish to it. So it's pretty unique, and there's probably, I think, like 7 or 8 different colors available and everything. So it's a pretty unique product.
Brian just bought a new house.
Yeah. Well, come on by, Brian.
That's why I'm like, I hear his, I'm not even looking at him, and I hear his wheels turning, and he's like, I might need to see that.
Check that out. It's pretty cool. It really is.
He said it was move-in ready, but I don't think it really is.
They never are.
No, it's going to get
not completely.
Well, it's got to be adapted to meet your needs and your taste. So, yeah, that's, so I did not know about this.
I think it sounds really
obviously
cool.
I haven't talked to Rich in a long time.
It's like I said, it's been relatively new. In the past year we've done a handful of projects. I mean, we're still like testing the waters with it, but
sure.
From what we've experienced with it, it's been a really great product. And, from all the recyclable products out there, it's really one that is truly recyclable and doesn't break the bank as much as some of the other products.
Yeah.
Recycled glass, some people think is really unique and interesting, and as well as I do, but it can get kind of pricey. And so, it's just a totally different beast, and so it's definitely cool.
That is cool.
What other kind of new things are out there?
It's more about... I would say quartz is definitely still our leading countertop surface for a number of reasons. I mean, it's so durable. Mm-hmm. It's durable and it's maintenance free, and that's what people love about it. You put that in, and then you come back 10 years later, and it's still looking like it did.
Right.
Never have to polish it. Doesn't chip very easily. It's just a top-notch product. But a lot of, new trends are kind of mixing products, too. A big thing is kind of, doing your quartz in, like, your perimeter and then doing something like a wood top on an island or paper stone and, and mixing those things in a couple different ways. As well as in the cabinetry world, there's a lot of different features that have come out recently, just new inserts for, making functionality a little bit better in your kitchen, all sorts of things to different kinds of pot and pan separators and, double level silverware drawers and mixer lifts, those giant kitchen and mixers that are so heavy that, you don't want to lug, onto the counter where now they have inserts that literally you can just keep it in place and it lifts it for you so that you can just use it right in place.
Wow.
But all sorts of little like quirky things like that to just make functionality better in your kitchen. Styles are changing every day, but you do see, the quartz world definitely growing. And I would say that people are really customizing the look of their cabinetry a little bit more so these days, too. Adding in a pop of color. I definitely think paint is taking over a little bit more so than the stained world. Your whites are always going to be the most popular with that. It's definitely something that's more timeless. But, even in our standard line of paints, we have, I think, 4 or 5 whites, shades of whites.
Yeah.
But,
those
are always going to be the most
poppy.
Correct. Yeah. We call them bistro and there's definitely different names. But there's a ton of different things and new things are popping up on a daily basis. Another thing that I think has, really taken a rise this past year is definitely wood tops.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Brian Clark from Rocky Cabinets and Solid Surfaces.